From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week, we are looking at a very significant verse for all Christians to consider. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, where as the Apostle Paul is reminding the Thessalonians of the ministry that he and Silas and Timothy had when they were there at Thessalonica, he says this, "That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." 16 little words in this small verse that has a great impact upon the lives of those of us as Christians who obey it. Listen to it again. "That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Now, if you missed yesterday's program as well as Monday's program, I would encourage you to contact us here that we might be able to study, send you the study notes as well as the CD of this particular series, because I think, as I've been emphasizing yesterday and Monday, that this may be one of the most significant series of messages I've delivered on this broadcast since we went on the air back in 1989. Because really, it's teaching us as Christians the purpose of our Christian life and Christian living. Now, as we go forward from today, we're going to look at three particular points as it relates to this verse. First of all, we're going to look at the walk of the Christian. Secondly, we're going to look at the worthy walk of the Christian. And then thirdly, we're going to look at the wonderful worthy walk of the Christian. So let's begin with the worthy walk of the Christian. He says that ye walk worthy. Now, that word walk is an interesting word. And it basically means to tread all around, or to live, or to be occupied with. And really, what this particular word indicates is that it is speaking of the course or the manner of one's life. In other words, it's talking about our lifestyle. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12 is teaching us that the course or the manner of life for the believer is to walk worthy of God, which means to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring. Let me ask you today, beloved, does that describe your life? You know, even as born-again believers, many times we live the kind of a life that is not honoring to God. We have motives that are more self-centered than God-centered. And I might just say this because it's true, and I hate to admit it, but even sometimes as pastors, our motive in our ministry is more to build up our church than it is to walk worthy of God. And I want you to think about that for a little bit. And I encourage you pastors to think about that. In all that you plan in and through your local church, is the goal to see that your church is walking worthy of God, or to have a better program, a better ministry, a better whatever the case may be? Everything that we do personally and ministry-wise should be done with one motive, and that is to walk worthy of God. And so this verse is speaking of the course or the manner of life for the believer to walk worthy of God, which means to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring. Now, having said that, I think it's significant to recognize that in the Bible, on different occasions, we are told to walk in a certain kind of a lifestyle. I do not have the time on the program today to go into these basic lifestyles as it relates to our walk in detail, but I do want to highlight them with you and for you, and I would encourage you to study them through on your own. There are six of them that I share with you as it relates to the walk of the Christian. First of all, the Bible teaches us that as Christians, we are to walk in the newness of life. And again, Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 is the verse. I don't have the time to elaborate upon it, but I want to encourage you to study it on your own. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." That's teaching us that as Jesus Christ has come forth out of the grave, and as we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior and have new life in Christ, we should walk in the newness of life. In other words, now that we're Christians, let's live like it. Let's live like we have new life in Christ, because we do have new life in Christ through being saved, through being born again. Then the Bible teaches us that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. You've heard that expression before, haven't you? Sure you have. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 brings that out very, very clearly. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." In other words, the lifestyle of the Christian is to depend upon the Lord, to trust in the Lord in all things, and to live not according to what we see, but according to what we don't see, but what we do know is the will of God in our life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so we need to make certain that our Christian walk is that which is by faith. Number three, the Bible teaches us that we are to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, where the Word of God says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." You see, this particular verse, Galatians 5:16, is a verse that teaches us really how to live the Christian life. And to walk in the Spirit basically means a step-by-step, moment-by-moment, depending upon the Holy Spirit, that involves saying no to sin and self and yes to God's Word. And when we say no to sin and self and yes to God's Word, then the Holy Spirit enables us and empowers us to live the kind of a Christian life that's pleasing to God. Number four, the Bible teaches us that we are to walk in love. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse 2, the Word of God says this, beginning with verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Wow. In other words, we are to mimic the love of Christ. Christ Jesus loved us so much that he gave himself for us as an offering and as a sacrifice to God that pleased God. And you and I as Christians are to walk in that same kind of love in relationship to others in the course of our life. Think about that one. Number five, the Bible teaches us that we are to walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. And for this, we go to the book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 5, where it simply says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." In other words, we are to live out godly wisdom in our day-by-day lives. And wisdom basically speaks of practical insight for living that comes when we ask God for the wisdom to live for him. And we are to walk wisely even before the unsaved, that we might have a testimony before them. And then finally, at least for the course of our study, we are to walk in light. We are to walk in light. Over in 1 John, The first epistle of John, chapter 1, in verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Now, to walk in the light basically is to live in fellowship with the Father and with the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and live the kind of a life that's pleasing to God. So, going back to our passage of Scripture, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, Paul says clearly that we as believers should walk worthy of God. And again, that means to, number one, make certain that we've trusted Christ as Savior, because no one can walk worthy of God apart from being born again. And that phrase, walk worthy of God, means to tread all around, to live, to be occupied with, and it implies the course and the manner of one's life, which for the Christian is to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring. And we do that by walking in the newness of life, by walking in faith and not by sight, by walking in the Spirit, by walking in love, by walking in wisdom, and by walking in light. Now, beloved, Christian, brother and sister in Christ, does that describe your lifestyle today? That's what God expects. And thus we see the walk of the Christian, to be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring. What motivates you in your day-by-day life? It should be God-centered, God-focused, and God-honoring that really guides your life. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll take a look at the worthy walk of the Christian. Not just the walk of the Christian, but the worthy walk of the Christian. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.